Hello, and welcome to a very special featurette of the Yarnings podcast. We have been talking about the Red Knit Along for quite a few weeks now, through January and February, and last night was the final chance to get your run done and be entered into the contest. So, without further ado, here's some info about the Red Knit Along. Throughout the course of January and February, the discussion boards on Ravelry were our home place for discussing how the Wrens were going. Some people also used their Twitter to keep people up to date, and that was fun to watch as well. There were 6 people, plus me, who finished their shawls, which is a total of 8 shawls, including mine. This represented a color array between multicolor hand paints, tonal and solid. We had cotton, alpaca, wool, of course, and silk blends. Throughout, some of the colors were bird-inspired, like the name Wren, with a hand-dyed parrot wing colorway and a larkspur, which was a pretty purpley-brown. And then some colors were inspired by nature. Oak, grass, blackberry, and lavender, as well as a very yummy two-colored Wren in a butterscotch colorway. So to pick the winning person, here's what I did. I put each of the 6 people who finished a shawl in a spreadsheet, just one for each person, not for each shawl. So there were 6 lines on my spreadsheet. I went to random.org and entered that I wanted a number from 1 to 6, and it came back with number 3. So I looked on my spreadsheet, and number 3 is the winner. That would be Knittin' Wolf Dawn. She made a beautiful oak-colored Wren shawl, and she wasn't sure she'd make it with how much yarn she had, and she did. It turned out so very pretty. So congratulations, Dawn. Contact me on my email or my Ravelry, and we will get this prize package to you. I'll contact her in a few days in case she hasn't heard this. We'll give her a few days to be excited by listening to her name on the podcast. So just for a little free publicity for her, Dawn owns Wolf Farms. That's Wolf, W-O-L-F-E. And she sells soap, and I got some of it over the holidays for a gift, and it was the Twilight soap, and I loved it so much that I didn't want to give it away, but I needed to, so I'm going to need to order another one. And Rachel from KnitSense, she was gushing over the dirt soap, so I think I might have to try that too. So Dawn also has beautiful shawl pins, which would be great to hold your Wren shawl together. So there's the end of the non-solicited publicity for Dawn. I'm just excited that I've gotten to know each of you over the course of this contest to find out a little more about what you do and what you are working with and how your shawl went. So it's been really fun, and I wish I could send something to each of you who participated. There will be more contests in the future, and hopefully I can get some sponsors for those, and then we'll have some super wonderful prizes. We'll let Dawn be surprised by what she gets, and maybe she can post a picture when she gets it to share with all of us. So I think that will do it for today. This is our short little Yarnings podcast announcement. Congratulations, Dawn, and we'll see you all next time. And that's the story.